All right, so still trending everywhere, rapper and reality star Trick Daddy said that Beyonce can't sing and she doesn't write her songs. He said this during a Clubhouse panel discussion. He also said Jay-Z isn't the greatest rapper alive. Take a listen.
Beyonce with her because she see money. Beyonce ain't trying to give back the music and none of that. Beyonce don't write music and Betty can sing her mother. So Beyonce can't sing.
I don't like Beyonce.
Okay.
She definitely can't sing.
I don't know why they be thinking she can sing. They just...
Man, I Beyonce watched my godmama train Beyonce give up vocal lessons all her career, man. Beyonce can't go.
Is he kidding me?
Is he
out of
his
man.
Mind?
Is he and whoever these other people were? I don't
on
know.
The panel. Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with
panel.
Him? Mm-hmm. If you don't think Beyonce can sing, it's because you know nothing about singing.
Mm-hmm. And she writes music, too. He said she don't write her
music. I don't like Beyonce.
Yes, she does.
Well, okay, cool. That's really what you wanted to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's got some hateration.
Because you a hater. But I can tell you right now, flat out, I have seen everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody from
the
60s on up until now, I am flat out telling you this woman can flat out sing. Mm-hmm. Just go play Love on Top. And when you get through, come back to me. I want you to watch how many times this woman modulates in this song. Then come back to me.
Well,
why are we against each other so much, though? Why are we like this? What's that about? Yeah.
You know. As much good as she does and giving back and she's writing them.
I think that's why, you know, because she's so good. You know,
she's
so good at
everything. She is the most major star on this planet right now.
Yeah. Well, the Beehive certainly agrees with you, Steve. They've been just going in on Trick Daddy. And Miami rapper Trina said that she is not in it, and she posted a video of Beyonce saying queen, okay? Calling Beyonce queen. All right, I'm not in this Trick Daddy foolishness you all got going on. These
I'm pretty sure it don't matter to Beyonce what he say. I can promise you it ain't sway anything. Mm-hmm. But, dog, come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't think she has yet
Jay-Z
to respond.
Ain't, what did he say about Jay-Z?
Isn't the greatest rapper alive.
Okay, who is?
Who is?
He didn't say. It's not
sure
you, Trick Daddy.
It damn sure ain't Trick. We know that. We can start eliminate rappers. We're going to start right here. Trick. Right
don't
down
need that
top.
Kind of hate.
I don't even know him, but I mean...
Yeah,
The Jay-Z statement crazy too.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm used to the hate in hip hop. They battle all the time. So you ain't this, you ain't that. But Beyonce, you need to sit down.
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. Really
I tell you two things. Trick ain't good at rapping or talking. Neither one of them. He is good at either one of them damn things right there.
Well, one thing about it though, Junior, if you're not a good speaker, I find that hard to translate into rap. I'm not a rap connoisseur or the best person to speak on it, and I'll be the first to admit that. But if you're not a good talker, very hard to translate that into rap, because that's all it is talking to music.
But why, though? I mean, why do you say stuff like that? Why, you know?
Because he want attention.
Why would you, yeah.
We always tearing each other down. Uh-huh. That's what we do, boy.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Sure would like to know who he thinks can sing.
Is a good singer. Interesting.
No idea.
All right, Steve, let's move on. Time now for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Ann Tripp, and here we go with the news. Republicans in the U.S. Senate in a test vote yesterday on legislation by Democrats designed to strengthen voting rights on the federal level. The Republicans successfully blocked it. The push for stronger voting rights by Democrats is a reaction to GOP efforts in at least 14 states to restrict access to the ballot box in the wake of the 2020 election, which apparently they really haven't gotten over. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer says what the GOP is really doing is tantamount to setting things up to steal future elections.
There is no principle behind these laws. Not fraud, not election integrity, not security, not better election administration. Blatant partisan electoral advantage.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, he sees obviously things differently.
It would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield.
And that is how he sees that the Democratic bill would expand access to mail-in voting and change the way congressional districts are drawn, among many other things. Okay, the Biden administration is admitting that when it comes to the president's goal of having at least 70% of the U.S. adult population at least partially vaccinated, like, you know, if you have Pfizer or Moderna, at least the first shot by July 4th, basically close but no cigar. Well, close and maybe a half a cigar. Mr. Biden used that 70% number to mark the country's return to normalcy. However, percentages are close, and the country is pretty much reopening again, returning to normal in many, many places. However, there are some regional differences. Apparently, when it comes to vaccination levels, some northeastern states have well exceeded the White House's goal, while the rate of inoculations are severely low in some southern states. In Connecticut, a lawsuit accuses Bridgeport's acting police chief, Rebecca Garcia, of retaliating against a black captain because he heads up the local Guardians organization, which represents black police officers. Captain Lonnie Blackwell says he's been subjected to harassment, ridicule, unfavorable employment practices, and other stuff. Because of his leadership role, he has complained about it. Nothing is done. The federal civil rights lawsuit has been filed against the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and also that acting police chief, Rebecca Garcia. Finally, if you want to do your wedding over, now that the pandemic restrictions are being lifted all over the place, you better hurry up, because folks in the wedding industry say they're being swamped.
Love and marriage
goes together like a horse and carriage in the month of June, especially. Planners say they've already nailed down celebrations to 2023. Nobody asked me. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.